Just a figment of your imagination.
Gimmick.
I know.
No problem. That's cool.
There are patterns everywhere in nature.
And now, please welcome Jerry Frambois.
They may, for instance, be able to smell colors.
I hate television. It gives me headaches.
This is incredible.
Oh, hooray, the record stopped.
Fuck you.
Na 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 na.
Lictio, man bun, man bun, hominid, 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 man bun, hominid, lictio, man bun, hominid, 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 lictio, lictio, man bun, man bun, man bun, man bun, man bun, man bun, man bun,
na 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 na.
Look at that guy, for fuck's sakes, mopping up the gravy. Look at that guy, for fuck's sakes, mopping the gravy with his man bun.
Man bun? He's got a fucking man bun?
10 years prior to his affliction, this self-named man called Auden had a Bieber swirl and a roll of tapioca in his trousers. He's goose-stepping with the worst of them now, with his shortened trow and shiny black loafers. Slinking inoffensively and proudly trotting his stickman figure, Auden walks around his neighborhood. Careful not to venture too far from his designated area, he stops for a vegan burrito and some bubble tea at Placo's Tacos. When Auden bites into the taco, his mouth waters all Gian Gomeshi. Auden looks knowingly into the lavatory mirror, strokes his giant beard, and checks that his skinny jean cuffs are high enough. He follows that with a 20-minute virtual accordion jam in an intersection in his mind. Auden rounds the corner to find perambulators of all diversity perambulating without discourse or predicted outcome. His sheep brain gives way to marmalade, and when the train of gravy perambulates from the track and the toasted seaweed conveyor caves, Auden falsettos to lumber sexual diphtheria. His horn-rimmed glasses steaming with purpose, Auden genies his man bun to hyper-swirl proclivity, and, as he thought the Marx Brothers had once taught him, begins rhythmically and disturbingly mopping up the gravy with his insignificant man bun.
Man bun? He's got a fucking man bun?
Man bun.
I had a canary who couldn't sing. I had a cat that let me share my pad with her. I bought a dog that killed the cat that ate the canary. What is truth?
God gave you and me as human beings authority. He gave us dominion over everything on this earth, over all the animals, all the snakes, all the birds, all the plants, all the vegetables. And yet people are enslaved to vegetables. And you were made in the image of God. Why would you become a slave to a vegetable? Why would you do it?
All I know is my crops are gone.
And the praying mantelpiece did sequester Juno to bow and crack wheat with the very thickness of his skull. And Juno did bow and did crack as to per instructions, with a swiftness so Jonathan, divine inoculation fell upon his testicles, granting seed to each and every platypus that did dare to touch his rod. Hallelujah, fuzzy dice makeovers. Salvation is in the army now. Let them begat and begat and begat a cat who raps, and let this be a sign. A kitty will be on the corner right beside the one who should have come again in the first place. Shovel me with wonder. I have seen the right eye of the Lord, blinking stern corporation that did burrow so wickedly deep and cause prophecy to erupt in volumes of encyclopedophilia thusly. Never send a samovar when a merkin will suffice. cream did flow, and the Lord was pleased, for the creaming was good.
Yabba dabba dooba, rocking down the street. I like downtown Vancouver and
Hey, buddy. Hey. Hey, pal.
What do you... Was that a whistle?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, that's how I whistle. I just put my lips in the O sort of whistle shape, and I do that's my fucking whistle, okay?
Oh, sorry. I thought you don't know how to do...
That's how I fucking whistle.
You don't know how to do the Green Man Alishi, which is like your fingers in your mouth, and you just let it rock.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. So, anyway, what do you want?
It's not the fucking point. Anyway, here. Here's a ticket.
Excuse me?
Here is a ticket. Just take... Please take the ticket. This is for a cuddle party that I'm throwing this Saturday. Cuddling, spooning, whatever you're comfortable with, maybe some stroking. It's a cuddle party. You've heard of them, right? It's a fucking cuddle party. You cuddle. I'm professional. My name's Hans Neubender. I do this professionally. I'm a professional cuddle party planner, facilitator. So I have these parties where people come over and they cuddle.
I need to know your cuddle philosophy before I can kind of, you know. Some people are really hands-on right away. Others are very gentle. Others like to use fish products. Are people allowed to wear onesies?
Why don't you just come to the fucking party and then you find out?
Well, I...
First 20 minutes free, and then after that it's $60.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a pretty great deal. I like that.
All right. Well, that sounds good. All right. Well...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to... Can I actually just give you a... Can we get a hug right now here on the street?
Yeah, there you go.
Whoa, that feels really good.
Yeah, that's all right.
So you're a professional at this?
Yeah. Can't you tell?
Yeah, or where'd you train?
I'm self-taught. And just something I found out I was good at. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to talk about while we're holding each other?
I don't know. I got some issues with my... Neck.
You're a necrophiliac.
I got a dog that's a necrophiliac.
Well, I work at the morgue.
Would you take him in?
I would take you there.
Can you come too?
Can your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can both come. You can both come together.
What? For free?
Well, if you, yeah, I'll let you pay for free. The first one. And then the second time, it's like $750.
$750? Is that for the whole night?
That's for a full necrophilic night experience. And at the end, you get a dead ending.
Wow.
It'll be like an episode of Charlie's Angels.
Holy shit, I'm really looking forward to this.
A gassy chick, turn on to 1,000 joys, smile on what happened or check what's going to happen, you'll miss what's happening. Turn your eyes inside and dig the vacuum. Tamara Drag.
No one would make that connection.
People are enslaved to vegetables.
In the meadow, snuggled cozy in the ground's womb, the children are sleeping. In months soon to come, the children will venture farther out into the air. These sprouts are joyful because they are free. All potatoes should be joyful and free. They are not. I'm sitting here in the kitchen watching you hover over the counter. You're slicing something. Potatoes. You're making potato soup. You don't know. Inside these potatoes, the potato children of the cupboard, born and living in their room, are weary of being held there, and unknowingly reach their arms through the skin to feel the outside world. But you are there in the outside world, waiting with the peeler to slice their arms off. They're screaming now. Can't you hear them? No. Your ears are tuned to a different wavelength. You can't hear the potato children. None of you can hear the potato children. You sit down with your mashed potato TV dinners watching the episode of Passions you recorded earlier in the day, and you don't even stop to think of the potato baby that was aborted to make your supper. And the potato children may evolve. After years of bitter resentment of us, they may start a potato war. They may dig tunnels beneath us so that the ground gives way, and we will fall into the Earth's core and be surrounded in million-mile-deep rotting garbage that will suffocate us if the heat does not get to us first. And we'll lie there, unable to move, unable to breathe, visions of liberated potato flowers dancing in our minds, and we'll all be thinking, frack, fuck that up. But it will not have been what the potato children wanted. They are simple, good-natured creatures, and a bit of peace is all these humble beings desire.
People are enslaved to vegetables.
My delicate ears with your blasphemy.
Yes.
I didn't know this was going to be a French show.
Well, hello? It is not.
It is not.
I am. It's lovely hair. It's very. There's so many stairs everywhere. I guess so. There seems to be so many stairs all around. People have been pointing at me a lot. Really, I would like to try one of the hot dogs and then maybe lie down for a bit. You could even take it into the hot tub raw and then sit with it as it warms to your body. Oh!
Yes.
Do you ever cut up a little bit of celery? I've only broken a few and I don't think they were alive, so it seems to be fine. I have found that when you try to put them back in yourself, you often get stuck. And there is many lights, extra lights around, which always makes me happy. I'm so happy that I am now a British person. It's made my life so much easier. Back when I was in finishing school, I was the very best at sucking everything out of the egg. Shiny monkey? I don't like the avocado at all. Shiny monkey?
So I want to know about these eggs that you are playing with and curing.
I have been collecting them for some time now. It has been a very enriching thing for me. Shiny monkey? I like to arrange them into hopeful phrases around my house. Like, you can do it. Or, I came from a uterus is another one. Yes, everybody feels very happy that they have come from a uterus rather than maybe a Big Mac hamburger or something like that.
What is a uterus? Is it a subway system?
The uterus, yes, it's a wonderful one. It just basically has one way out, unless you would like to burst through something really painfully.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
Yes. It's always a bit painful when you realize that your testicles are cotton barbed wire. Lies are real. If it looks like me in your house, please don't set me on fire. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Because you are just handing out sex toys to little children.
Don't do things like that!
Here is something you should drop to your knees for and worship.
Don't wait until it hurts.
Feels so good when you rub them like that. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
He said you'd understand.
There is no reason to be afraid. The military has everything in hand.
Zombies are horrible creatures with glazed, unseeing eyes who shuffle along at night in search of their victims. They can't make any decisions on their own. They must follow their master's every command. Their master is the one who makes them rise from the graves through magic spells and potions. However, these secret charms don't actually bring them back to life. They simply turn the dear departed into the walking dead, ready to follow orders. And since only very unpleasant characters would use such spells, the orders usually aren't very nice. Often, zombies are ordered to terrorize the countryside. In some cases, they're used as slave labor by a master who doesn't want to pay union wages. And since they don't eat, there's no need to give them time off for lunch either. Zombies.
Arv lit a starvey, who's yarblin cum gimbal. Aye. Twiz ooble bramblin Gretchen. Ar narvin barna jiglin diz wiggler. Tripesin and flaggin through wander split, larkin de boostin. Des flemin mingle vit hoisty purple. Arby gooden port dak stinglegoy. Dorden ein put nidley. Dorden ein put cardam. Oi! Dardem semper faget, K fabri dunhe, ha yiz be flergen arts, yiz be flergen arts. Carbon yesby doy evlip, harglu parked oop de fliggin kydrin, barst its bin slide de skadget, twors igly, twors tierbly igly, blarge was cargan et perlin. Oint Norban Ainbud Carlin. Tars viz Streblin doin me chicks. Arb de Kydrin Bleck. Armin Fijin Utra Boobly. Armin Fijin Utra Boobly.
Next song.
Our subject for today is how to be a beatnik. Some people think the beatnik is merely a bum with sunglasses, but he is more than that, though not much. The first step in becoming a beatnik is to grow a beard. This can be a long process, particularly if you're a girl. Clothing-wise, we should remember this important rule. The well-dressed beatnik is seldom neatnik. Beatniks hang out in unemployment lines, health food stores, but most of all, in coffee houses. Beatnik joints have lots of atmosphere, but it's usually too dark to see it. The beatnik is often fond of reading poetry to jazz. Thusly, Mary had a swinging lamb. He followed her to school. She hocked his wool for a bongo drum, and man, that lamb was cool.
I didn't come here to discuss my emotional reactions.
I'm going to give you some advice. People like you don't add up. You haven't got a brick to share or a salted wound to spare. You've got the hair of a mare and sleep on an ugly trampoline. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm wearing all your underwear. Send your alley folk. Make me an egg yolk and bandage salad. I'll buffet your jimmy for you. You have the intellect of a post-humorous emu. Bless your swarthiness. Bless your ass. Bless your ass, you turkey fine just about. You telephone roustabout. Bless your ass.
For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Sorry, I don't have my hand free.
Well, a good example of this is the divination we see next to us here today. I'm not standing against this man. I care about this man's soul. But what he's engaged in is demonic. Folks, if you want to know the winning numbers to the next lottery, please come and see this man. Because obviously he can show them to you.
Genügt dir dein Rausch. Die Russen sind dann nach einem Tagesmarsch. Legen wir los mit Energieaustausch. Come on everybody, perfekt dein Arsch. Wie плечами. Руками, ногами. Под руку голями. Вот мы преодолели барьер языковой. Are you ready to break down the wall? Let's ram around, let's overground. Energy. напряжение в тебе агрегат. Рост напряжения 5000 ватт. Обменом энергии вас соединят. Те, кто здесь, те, кто с нами, те за мной повторят. Побили плечами, руками, ногами, бедро кругалями. Вот мы преодолели барьер языковой. Are you ready to break down the wall?
Seems to me that you're quite confident you can beat me.
Hairpiece? He's got a gender-neutral hairpiece?
Hi, and it's Skyfire 148, not St. Andrews. Prowler heard not seen. 81 clear. 8814 clear. U2, he's the third and last thing.
I had 814,
Medix 25 on Tech 2.
13861,
assist Tech
2 for
13,
Victor 6.
Medix 25, 14, can transmit on Tech 2, what's your message? 14, 8, 45, 10. 7, X, 7, 6, Roger. No, 1, 1, David, 1, 0, 9, 9, 9, 6, checking in, CIC. 785, no record in CIC. 534,
Roger. Frequency 5, clear on
3401
to number 3.
7L140, Roger. 7851, a family dispute. 4972 West 21st Street, number 3. 7891-0717, Robert John, no water warrant. West Elliott at 1, Lincoln Adam, David Young, John, no water warrant. Got in file. 8X2514, can't transmit on Tech 2. Do you have a message?
Here's Special Officer holding 459 suspects in the main office, 43.
8X25, you copy.
West Vernon Elementary School. Unit clearing on 5, identify.
7X84, 395, Charles Frank Boyd, no 1 mover, 5 Parkers, 1970, Chevrolet Coupe.